try guitar.
So this is a cover of Cave Town's Home. I'm playing this on a guitar that I don't know. Yeah, I just found it here. This is the music room. And I found this guitar. I mean, I can use my ukulele here. But the note is kind of high and I don't really want to sing that high. So I'm just using this guitar. So yeah, this is like my favorite song of Cave Town. Yeah, for now. Probably it's going to change in like a few weeks or something, because his songs are amazing. Okay, anyways. This is Home by Cave Town.
For another minute or two.
until I finish this. I don't exactly practice. I didn't exactly practice for this, so. Get a lot of this monster. Thank you. don't know where.
Thank you. one by one then.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to rent today. We got with me socks and sandals. Mismatched socks. Look at this. And then this one got this. Yay! We got mismatched sandal. Wait, mismatched socks and sandals. So today we're going to rant about toxic friendship. This is kind of a sensitive topic for me, I guess. Yeah, it's a sensitive topic because my friends watch this and I feel like I'll offend some of them, but okay, so today we're gonna sketch this. Let's see. Yay, we're trying to sketch this on the sketchbook with pencil color. Wait, not pencil color, it's colored pencil. Anyways, we're going to sketch this while talking about toxic friendship, okay? I never had to deal with toxic friendship, okay? So here's a story. Never had to deal with toxic friendship, but kind of like, right now, I kind of have to deal with one. I don't want to say any names, but probably she knows what I'm talking about. Like, the girl knows that I'm talking about her, so it's fine. But anyways, I don't know. I never had to deal with toxic friendship because I kind of like steer away from them, you know? Goodbye, you know? Stay away from me. I don't want this toxicity in my body. So I never had to deal with any of them. So, but right now we're kind of stuck with people. So never had to experience like where I have to be friends with someone, you know? Because, okay, here's the T. Here's the C, okay? I have to be friends with her. I don't know, I cannot tell you the reason why, but we have to be friends. And that's the C. So I kind of hate it that we have to be friends, that I cannot stay away from her. But I try to, okay? I'm trying to stay away from her, which is very refreshing. Okay, I tell you, it's very, very refreshing, okay, to get her out of my life. So first I was like, okay, I'm fine with her, you know, I'm fine with her, I can tolerate her annoyingness. It's not even annoying, it's just she's not self-aware of what she is even doing, and it's annoying, okay, that you don't know that you annoy me. Okay, whatever. Okay, let me explain the situation here. Okay, she doesn't care about me, which is obvious. She doesn't care about me at all. Okay, she doesn't want any friendship. It's obvious. She just wants to waste time. And you know, so that the people on Instagram knows that she has friends. That's the kind of friend she is. I mean, I can see it because she never listens to us. Okay? She never listens to us. She always says, oh, my life is perfect. And that's amazing. She brags about it, that her life is perfect. You ass. Come on, dude. You know, I was telling her about the problems in my life, and she responded with, oh, I never have to feel that. I never have to feel that. My life is perfect. Ew. Okay, like, come on, man, be considerate. She's always like, you need to see, look at me and my life. You need to follow what I did. I didn't ask for your advice, so just shut the fuck up. I never would have asked her for advice. You know, in the whole entirety of my life, I would never ask her because she never experienced anything. As she said, her life is perfect. Okay? Her life is perfect, so be it. Jesus God. I mean, who cares if her life is perfect? I don't care if her life is perfect. Be thankful that your life is fucking perfect. Don't brag about it. But okay, fine. That's just kind of coming from a place of hate. So we're trying to be civil.
So I can't try to tell her that I don't want to be friends with her. I mean, the thing is, we just don't fit. Because, like, I hate the way she brags all the time, even, like, about her scores. I mean, she does it, like, subtly, but it's just annoying, okay? I don't handle people like that. I feel shit about myself if you keep talking about yourself. And I don't want to feel shit when I'm around my friends. So, the solution is, you're not my friend anymore. I know that's cruel, okay? People are like, why are you not friends with her? Like, you don't understand how this makes me feel. You know what I said about her? I said to my friends and my family, wait, no, not my friends and family, you know, family. I said to my other friends that she made me feel like how my parents made me feel, which is kind of like the worst insult ever. No offense, parents, but you are shit. Anyways, okay. We were talking about toxic friendship, right? And I know. We gotta cut some of this because I feel like I'm offending people. But you don't know how I feel. You don't know what I went through with them. But anyways, I know she feels like she felt nothing. Yeah, this girl probably thinks that she did nothing. And then blame it on me being a hateful little bitch. But dude, you make me feel awful of myself and I should say sorry for that? No, thank you, dude. Are you saying my feelings are invalid? I know this is kind of like very dramatic when it's not really that dramatic. But you're trying to make me apologize for what I feel. So, fuck you. Look. I don't care if I lose you as a friend, you never really gave me anything, no offense, but you never even tried to be friends with us. Or with me. I'm not saying for everyone, okay? That's wrong. So, you never even tried to be friends with me. Like, at all. I mean, you always... Okay, so here's the thing. So we're going to talk about friendships. Yeah, I mean, that's fine to talk about. There's really nothing much mad about. So we're just going to chill and draw. Okay, wait, sorry. With our sketchbook and my color pencils, my babies. We're drawing this today. You guys want to see? Okay, so we're drawing this. I found this on Instagram, which is kind of cute. So I just want to draw this. Anyways, we're talking about friendships. Okay, do. Like it. Okay, friendships. Okay, whatever. We're talking about friendships. I kind of feel like it's not that important. Okay, hear me out. Friendships are not that important. And like, people have been shitty to me all my life. So, I don't really think it's that important. I mean, like, I don't know how, why people really value friendship, you know? I don't get it. I mean, I've never really been close to anyone in my life. Which is, I'm sorry for the ones who thought I was your best friend. Friend. No, but seriously, I've never really been close to anyone in my life. Never tried to, never will probably. I'm not even interested. I'm not interested at all, kind of. I mean, I know it's kind of wrong, right? But like, it's kind of wasting time because, like, I don't know, some people just don't know how to act. Some people just don't know how to act. Let's just say this. Some people just don't know how to be a normal human being. I'm not saying that they're weird, okay? I'm fine, I'm also weird. What I mean is you don't have self-awareness. And I'm not trying to get with people like that. I'm not trying to find people. Sorry. I'm not trying to kind of be friends with people who don't have self-awareness, who are shitty to me. No offense. Okay, for anyone in my life, no offense. I'm not talking about you. I'm very narcissistic if you think that. Like, come on, man. You don't have self-awareness? Like, I don't know. Like, all my friends, not all my friends, like, most of them don't know how to act as a normal human being. Like, don't know when to stop being an ass, you know? I mean, like, we girls like being bitches, right? So, you know, because it's fun. Because we like gossip. And gossip is fun. But you need to know when to stop, okay? I mean, I like gossip too. I don't lie. Probably I'm the one who likes it the most out of all of you. But you need to know when to stop. You need to know when it's time to get serious, when it's time to have fun, when it's time to, you know, talk about serious stuff. Because I also want to have serious talks with you. So please, okay, stop when, you need to know when to stop, okay? That's my point. You need to know when to stop. Because, like, okay, let me just explain to you a situation in Indonesia and how friendships in Indonesia works, okay? So you kind of be friends with people who hate the same people, okay? Don't deny me. And Indonesian friends don't fucking even try, because you know that's true. You know that you be friends with people who hate the same people as you. I've had friendships where, you know, this the one thing kind of similar between us is just the fact that we hate the same people. We hate the same teacher, whatever. Hate the same people, okay? Hate the same people. And that's the thing, okay? The friendship is based on hate. The friendship is based on hate. And it's kind of, I don't know. I mean, it's fun to hate on people. It's fun to gossip on people. But it's wrong. Okay, your friendship's not, ain't gonna last if that happens. I've seen a lot of friendship in Indonesia where, I mean, I don't see where your friends. It's kind of like, why are you friends with her? Kind of like that's the thing. Because she kind of bullies you all the time. But she's popular. Okay, that's the thing. The girl's popular. And she has a lot of friends. She has a lot of connections. But how she makes friends and kind of be funny is, you know, insulting people. And you sometimes get insulted. I once cried because of her. I'm not friends with her anymore right now because I hate her now. Wait, no, no, I don't hate her. I don't hate on people. But I'm not friends with her anymore because, like, who do you think you are? You're my friend. Why are you insulting me? There's a line where you insult people. And here's the thing, I'm fine when I'm laughing with you. But I'm not. Can't you see I'm not laughing with you? Oh god. Toxic friends, and this is the drawing we're going to draw. Wait, what? As usual, this is the drawing we're going to draw. Yay, we're talking about toxic friendships. We're drawing off the sketchbook with my trusty color pencils. Okay. Friendships happen when kind of like I have to be friends with her. So friendship does not happen to me when I choose my own friends. It doesn't happen. So when in a situation where you have to be friends with them, because kind of like you were friends before, and that happens to me, like kind of a lot of times. I mean, right now I'm dealing with one. I'm not saying who, but probably people who are close to me would probably know who she is. Don't send hate to her, please. It's not her fault. It's just that she's a fucking ass idiot. Okay. Okay. Let's just bottle down all the hate and kind of just, you know, see this logically. I mean, I always have a reason to hate kind of friends, right? And most of them because they're toxic for me, you know? There's like one or two of them that make me feel awful about myself. And, you know, I'm not dealing with that right now. Sorry, you know, I just came out of a toxic relationship. And I don't really want to deal with that kind of stuff right now. But I've always been in kind of like a toxic friendship. Because I thought, let me explain to you how friendship goes in Indonesia, right? It's kind of weird. But I think it happens in most places where you kind of be friends because you hate the same people. And kind of, you know, you judge the same people. You know, you kind of have the same opinions of people. Explain it, but it's just kind of, yeah, it's just that. You just kind of like, oh, you hate her too? Oh, okay, I hate her too. Let's be friends, best friends, you know, that kind of stuff. And that was kind of very childish. Okay, so I was friends with this girl for a long time. We went to the same school, essentially. And we kind of got close to each other because we hate the same people, okay? So this is the story of me hating the same people. I mean, I don't really hate that person. I just kind of want to be friends with her, so I hated that person. Seeing how toxic that is, I become, you know, become a hateful person. I mean, I don't blame her. The kind of situation in Indonesia is kind of that. It's kind of like, if you want to be friends with me, you need to hate the same people. You need to be cool and hip and whatever. So I hated a lot of people because of her. Like, essentially, I couldn't see why I hate it. Yeah, in the first, okay, wait. The first time, I couldn't see why I hate her. But after, like, some time of kind of she manipulating me, she kind of made me believe that she's the girl that we hated on was a bad person when she's actually just misunderstood. Okay, I love that word. Misunderstood. The girl was misunderstood, okay? She is not a bad person. She's just misunderstood and came from a horrible background. I mean, now I understand. I don't judge people because of that. But I do. I do, let me emphasize that, I do judge toxic people, okay? That's the only exception, because I don't want toxicity in my life, okay? I mean, it's so fucking weird, toxicity? Okay, anyways. She was a hateful person, okay? I don't believe she is, but she just cannot stop, because that's how she made friends. That's how, kind of, you know, that's how she made friends. So she became a hateful person, and it kind of bleeded out to her own group of friends, which is okay. So that's the problem. Okay, she hated on me. At one time she hated on me. I cried. She bullied me, and she was like, okay, I remember what she said. She was like, oh, you know, when I did that to you, I thought you would be mad at me. I was like, no, I'm not mad at you. And then she said, you know, if someone did that to me, I would be mad. You know, I don't get you. You're so... What do you call it? Wait, what do you call it? You're so kind-hearted? It's not kind-hearted. What do you call it? So patient. You're so patient. Okay, so she said, oh my god, you're so patient. Oh, you're so patient. If someone did this to me, if my friends did this to me, I would blow up. I would be angry. Dude, you know that. Jesus God, you know that what you did was wrong. And you still did it. You know, I cried at that time. No, not in front of her. I have my pride, I'm sorry. Not in front of her, but kind of at home, I cried. I kind of like, ooh, I don't want to be friends with her anymore. Ooh, I don't want to be friends with her anymore. And I did, okay? I did what I said. I'm not friends with her anymore. I mean, we're acquaintances. I don't really say to her, wait. I don't really say this to her, like, I don't want to be friends with you, I don't say that, I just kind of drifted away, that's what happens. There's someone I know outside. So, like, you know what you did was wrong, so why did you do it? Let me ask you, why did you do it? Jesus God. You're very toxic, you know, and she's kind of hating on her friend, kind of bullying her friend. You know, there's a line between bullying and kind of joking, okay? I know you don't know that line. I know you're stupid ass. Okay, anyways. You know, because I couldn't get away from that relationship, right? We couldn't get away because we've been friends for the longest time and I just changed and she did it. I changed and she didn't. Okay, listen to me. I changed and she fucking didn't change with me, whatever. So I had to let her go, which is kind of, I mean, I didn't really care. She had her new friends. She had new friends. I have new friends. So who really cares? I mean, we're not that close anymore, but we still hang out. But we're not friends. I have a high standard for friends. I'm sorry. If I don't talk to you, like, every day, then you're not my friend. Okay, wait, that's not my standard. But, you know, that kind of closeness that you get from, like, hanging out with people. Yeah, I want that closeness, and I don't really talk to you that much, so. I mean, I can see. I can see when you lie. And you lied to me, like, tons of times. Anyways, that this is not on the topic. So yeah, like, toxic friends happen when you can't get out of it. You know, because I always stay away from toxicity. I know which one is toxic, which one is not. But when you've been through friends for so long, you just get blinded, in a sense. Oh, so bad, the drawing. Ew. Oh, we got bloopers anyways. This is not working. Fuck. Now I don't know what to do. Drawings like this, if anyone's interested. This is not working. I'm not making this video. God, I don't know what's wrong. Is it my English? You know, this video's not working. I know I'm trying to kind of be so someone else because I want this kind of personality on the camera, so I don't know what to do. Okay, I'm following a YouTuber and how they kind of, you know, say shit. I'm following her and it's not my style. It's just not my style. At least we tried. Anyways, we're leaving. I was stomaching, but I have to eat. So I'll fuck with that. I need to find a new style. I need to find myself. How do I present myself in the videos? This is not working.